Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hey guys, Erica here with the Child Care Director's Chair. Thank you for tuning in today and hitting that play button. I appreciate your support in helping us move our podcast up the charts. I am humbly grateful. Not only am I grateful for our listeners here in the U.S., which of course has the most downloads, my heart, my homeland, but also I wanted to say thank you to all of you who have helped make our show be, you know, reach around the globe. And we have listeners in Australia. I'd like to say thank you. Canada, the Netherlands, Vietnam, and the UK. You guys tune in on such a regular basis. And it really warms my heart to see that I'm making an impact on such a wide range around the globe. So, and that is the power of podcasting, where we can really connect with each other in such a grand way. So I feel very humble that you selected my podcast, as there are so many to pick from nowadays. And so thank you. With that being said, I am super excited about some of our upcoming guests or guests that we are recording with this month. Daniel Laurent, who is with For Your Review. He is a customer service and customer journey expert, and we talk a lot about how you can improve services for your families. And we go back quite a bit, and we have so many things in common. So I'm really looking forward to you all hearing that episode. Also, we have an interview with Leslie Seavey from Rhode Island College, and we talk a lot about leadership and growth and some exciting work that is going on right here in Little Rhodey. And then we have Andrea Dickinson, who will be joining us in the next few weeks to talk a little bit about systems in place that you need for your child care center and how do you get systems. And if you don't have the right systems, what does that mean for your child care? And lastly, but not least, a great supporter of our show, Adrienne Bradley from ThrivingChildCare.com. She's always such a great supporter. And her and I have an episode. If you haven't heard it yet, please look for it. It is on how you can use AI to really help grow your business. And it was such a wonderful interview. So if you haven't tuned into that, please take a look through our library. It's just, I would say, maybe 6 or 7 episodes back, but you should find it pretty quickly. So I've been thinking a lot about conferences, mostly because I've been talking to a lot of conference presenters and coordinators about getting a booth, a table, doing a meet and greet with our listeners throughout the country. And, you know, as a teacher and childcare owner, I actually love going to conferences. I think there's so much value in it, and it's always worth the time and the money as long as you implement what you've learned. So let's talk about some of the reasons why I think it's really important for you as a childcare director to get out to some of these conferences. First, the professional development. What I love about conferences is they offer a wide range of workshops and sessions that can help you enhance your skills and knowledge in ECE field. And the other thing is that they're not all just ECE related. A lot of times there are courses on leadership, courses on business, courses on management, courses on staff development, courses on hiring and firing, and maybe all the pieces that if you have a degree in ECE, but you may not have all of the other components that you need to run a successful business. And there's so much to know now because the landscape is changing right before our eyes. You have to be more competitive. We're being more competitive for funds, being more competitive for staffing, for families, just all of it. So you have to know how to do that with grace, elegance, intention, all those things. So I feel like when you go to conferences, you can get such a wide variety of things outside of ECE. So I think there's that. Also, the networking opportunities are amazing. And if you're not networking with people, you are missing out. Conferences provide a platform for you to connect with other professionals in the field and exchange ideas and build valuable relationships. And maybe it's with a childcare center within your city, where if you're full and you have a wait list, which most of us do, maybe there's a new center opening up down the street that you can send some referrals their way. Because again, at the end of the day, we are in this business to serve families. So please don't forget that. Also, you look like a rock star when you do that and you help that family solve the problem. Whether you get their business from them now or not, I hate to say, that's not our main purpose. Right? Our main purpose is to help families find the right child care for them. Sometimes that's you, sometimes it isn't. But if you have a 2-year wait list, are you really going to just say to them, well, I can put you on the wait list and we'll call you in 2 years? Yes, of course, put them on your wait list, but help them right now because they're going to remember that. So even if they don't use your service or they go to another center, maybe it doesn't work out, they're going to come back to you. So do the right thing. And I think too, the same thing can happen when you have openings in your location. And therefore, they can also send families to you. So having those networking opportunities, whether it's with somebody on your block, whether it's someone in your state, or maybe it's someone halfway across the country where you can call and say, you know, I'm really struggling with this. Can you help me? And I can tell you, there's been many times that I would talk with child care directors in my state and say, hey, you know, there's this one woman, Khadijah, who I love. She's from Providence, Rhode Island. And a lot of times I'll say, Khadijah, this is how I'm feeling. Am I off the mark or is my gut telling me that, you know, this is right? And many times my gut is right, but it just feels nice to have a sounding board with somebody that you know has your best interest in at heart. So I love networking opportunities. And then a lot of these events also have vendors. And many times you can get discounted items for your childcare center with specialty codes that are, you know, just for that conference. So that's always nice too and a great way to save you a little bit of money or just make a relationship. We have a vendor with, his name is John and he's from Utiliplay. And we've bought equipment off him many, many times. And it's probably been about 2 years since we talked about this swing set that we wanted to get and we just finally made the purchase on it. But he always offers us the best service, the best pricing, helped with financing, all those things. But that, you know, that really comes from, again, being out at conferences, connecting with folks. I also think when you go to conferences, it helps you stay updated. Conferences are a great way to stay updated with the latest trends in research and best practices in early childhood education. And all I have to say is you better be wearing your Nike sneakers because things are changing fast and you've got to keep up with that. So, you know, staying ahead of the trends, knowing what's going on in your industry is so important. And if you're not doing that, you're going to be behind the eight ball. I think too, I really love getting some inspiration, especially the keynotes. The keynotes are usually very inspiring, especially if you go to a really great conference. They're typically very inspiring and a source of inspiration and motivation to try new approaches in your work with young children. And sometimes that motivation might not even be around the work with children. It might be that aha moment that you need for yourself. Maybe it's for your self-care. Maybe it's that little push that you needed to open up that second or third or fourth location. Or maybe perhaps it was the little feeling in your gut that maybe you wanted to downsize and keep your resources a little tighter to the belt. Whatever it is that you feel is right in your heart, a lot of times I feel like the inspiration can really come from conferences. I know that the conference I just came from was very inspiring. It also can help you with career advancement, as conferences can help you expand your professional network and open up new opportunities in career development and advancement. So perhaps you're a childcare director who wants to move to being an owner. And so when you go to these conferences, there's opportunities to find out about turnkeys, about franchises, about funding, about, you know, what you might not know in terms of opening up a center. So there's just a lot of things. So perhaps you're a head teacher and you want to move into a director position. So the more knowledge you have and the broader skill set you have, the easier it is to climb up that ladder. And I love learning from other experts. You know, I feel like there's always room to grow and learn new things. And conferences offer featured keynote speakers and presenters who are experts in the field of early childhood education. And they can provide you with valuable insights and perspectives that might be outside of what you're traditionally hearing in your center or in your zip code, right? That's why I love going outside of my general area. I do love New England, but I also love getting outside of New England and just hear how they're doing things in EC around the country. You can discover new resources because conferences are a great place to discover new resources, new tools, and materials that can help you enhance your teaching practice. There was the last conference I just went to. They gave us this box and it was like classroom in a box. It was the coolest thing. And it really kind of dug deep into how to set up your classroom, not only for, you know, an Eckers rating, but also thinking about classroom management itself. So I thought that was a very interesting tool that I will probably use when I go back to my center and just kind of reevaluate and look where my materials are, where my furniture is, and maybe just take it up a notch. And of course, you can always share your knowledge. Conferences offer a platform for you to share your own experiences and expertise with others in the field. Perhaps it's time for you to fill out an RFP. Maybe it's time for you to present at a conference. Maybe you want to share your classroom management skills, or you want to share, you know, 5 new ways to bring multi-sensory activities to the top of the room. And I feel like when you speak at conferences, although for some people they find it very scary, they don't like public speaking, I love it. I think it's just super fun. And if you haven't tried it, I recommend trying it at your center and then maybe trying it somewhere local and then trying it on a bigger scale. You might find that that might just be in your wheelhouse. And think about the professional growth opportunities that that could lend to you if you're speaking at a conference or even attending a conference. It can help you grow professionally. It'll challenge your thinking and expanding your perspectives. Now, collaboration is just something that just comes naturally to me. I talk a lot. I make a lot of friends. I make it my mission to probably talk to everybody in the room if I can. So I feel like conferences provide opportunities for collaboration and partnerships with other professionals, organizations, and institutions. So think about who in your area can you connect with that you haven't, and then actively reach out to them. See if they're at these events, you know, or maybe you can get some new ideas and inspiration on who you could possibly collaborate with. Now, personal development, of course, conferences can help you develop new skills, gain confidence, and become a more effective early childhood leader. They do help build community, especially if you go to like your local NACI affiliate conferences. I feel like those are a great place to start. And it really does help build that community. It brings everyone together, like-minded individuals who are passionate about the ECE field and creating supportive and collaborative environments. Going to a conference can help you stay engaged. It can help you feel connected to the latest developments in early childhood education. And then, you know, where was the last time you really worked with folks outside of your center? You know, what did you bring to the table? What do they bring to the table? And if you're not a member of NACI, you really should be. And you should be part of your affiliate in some kind of way. You should be supportive, whether it's through advocacy, whether it's through helping on their conference panel. Maybe it's you're part of their feedback committee. Maybe you volunteer. I mean, there's just so many ways to do it. But stay engaged. And you want to invest in yourself. Conferences are an investment. It's for yourself, for your career, providing you valuable knowledge and skills that can benefit you in the long run. Now, if you're the owner of a school and you don't go to conferences, I don't know. To me, that's crazy. That has to be part of your own professional development plan. You have to put that in your budget to go to some conferences, because the amount that you get back in terms of improving your program, how to do better for your staff or your families or your children is worth it 3 times over. It's priceless, as Visa and MasterCard say, right? It's priceless. And lastly, they're fun. They're enjoyable. Conferences are fun, enjoyable experiences, offering opportunities, connect with others, learn new things, and be inspired. So why wait? Stop planning to go to your next early childhood conference today and reap the rewards and the benefits it may have. Now, before we tie up today, I'd like to say a couple of things. Firstly, you can support our channel. You support our channel every day by listening, and we appreciate that. We have some really exciting ideas that we want to do, and that takes a little bit of money. And so if you really feel strongly about what we're doing here on the channel, we ask that you become a sponsor of our channel as little as $3 a month, which is like less than a cup of coffee. But it does help us bring on guests. It helps us promote the podcast on a much larger scale. It helps us continue to bring the new content. And so we do appreciate your support. Also, if you have a business or a service that you feel might be of interest to our ECE community, please send us an email at stellarbusinessconcepts1@yahoo.com. Check the links below. All our contact information is there. But we always are interested in what great things that our ECE listeners should know. And so with that, I'd like to say, remember that it's the small details that make a big impact in the success of your childcare business. As always, have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.